Freilich and Chanukah to everybody. I'd like to discuss some Inyanei Chizuk and Musar apropos to Chanukah, and perhaps even specifically for the first night of Chanukah. We know that Chanukah in the Sfarim is known as the Yontif of Torah Shebal Peh. Reason being, it's the first of the Yomim Tovim, the Rabbanon, that's not in Tanakh, like Esther is. The Yontif of Torah Shebal Peh. Also in the Chassidish Sfarim, Sefer Bas Ayin, the famous piece, where the Gemar Din of the Yomim Noroim still is prolonged till Chanukah. Whereas the Zohar says it's by Hoshana Rabbah and Shemini Atzeres, and others have this added zman till Chanukah of the Gemar HaChasima. And we know, Chanukah being the Yontif of Torah Shebal Peh, we know that the core, the crux of Torah Shebal Peh, if we ever get to shul in time to say Rabbi Shmuel, is the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nidreshes Bahem. That's the core of the Kal Vachomer, the Gzeira Shava, Binyan Av, is the core of Torah Shebal Peh. And in fact, and that's what Chazal tell us in Gemara and Gittin, and the first mimer, famous mimer of Rav Huttner and Parchat Yitzchok, that the bris, the unique relationship that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, is through Torah Shebal Peh. So it's Baal Peh, the Goyim can't copy it. That's the unique relationship. And the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem are the core of Torah Shebal Peh. In fact, the famous Mishnah and Midos, we know, we say, Al Chanukah Fartzu Chomos Migdaloi V'timu Kol Hashmanim. And Chazal tell us, what is this referring to? The Pirtzos, the Mishnah in Midos in the second parak, referring to the Yud Gimel Pirtzos, the Yud Gimel pierces that took place in the Soreg. And the Soreg was a divider in the Mikdash. And some Rishonim understand that was the divider that Goyim could not go any further of the Soreg. And at the time of Yavan, pierces were made in the Soreg. And the Mishnah tells us specifically, Yud Gimel Pirtzos were made in the Soreg. And some explain the idea being that they wanted to break down that barrier that is Mavdil Ben Yisrael La'amim. And other Sfarim explain the idea that the Yud Gimel Pirtzos represent they're trying to undermine our unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah Shebal Peh, which is highlighted by the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatorah Nidreshes Bahem. And then the Mishnah says that Malchei Yavan Chazru V'Goydrum V'Gozru Kenegdon Yud Gimel Hishtachavayos. That there was a, they tried to fix up the pierces and they made a takana that there should be 13 hishtachavos to take place in that location. And that was the Parpartsu Chomos Migdaloi. The Maggid of Mezrich and the Zohar as well point out, and this idea found in a lot of different Sfarim, in the Be'i Soskar and others, that the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem are considered parallel to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And the idea being, to me always, was that the learning of Torah is not just something, an intellectual pursuit, but if it can't penetrate you to make you a different person, then the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem that you're involved in is just another book. It's not a Torah. It's not Torah's Chaim. And that's the Yud Gimel Midos. The Yud Gimel Midos became Yud Gimel Pirzos and Yud Gimel Hishtachavos. And Yud Gimel Hishtachavos perhaps also highlights the idea of subduing oneself, meaning not to be a Balgaiva. And that perhaps sometimes is something that plagues B'nai Torah, because of B'nai Torah, hopefully a B'nai Aliyah. And sometimes, and we should view ourselves as B'nai Aliyah. But sometimes it could come across as gaiva, as condescending to other people. So then we're missing the point. We're missing the point of the Yud Gimel Midosh, Shatorah Nidreshes B'hem. Ben Torah, Talmud Chacham, has to act ba'anova, b'tznius, like the Ramban writes in the Igeres HaRamban. You speak to somebody, you always view the other person you're speaking to as if you're speaking to somebody greater than you, even if indeed you're more knowledgeable than him. Never speak with arrogance, you speak with humility. And that's the Yud Gimel Hishtachavos, subduing oneself. And the Maggid of Mezrich, when he says this idea that the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin the Dreshes Bohem, Hakeneged the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, works with the Cheshbon of the Arizal. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim how to count the Yud Gimel Midos, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Do you start from Hashem? And the Arizal's opinion was no, you start with Kel. Kel is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And that's why he explains that in Pesukim in Bahaloscha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is mispal for Miriam, and he says, Kel na refa na la, and what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? The famous what? Kal vachomer of Aviyah Yorok Yorok Mifanea, which we learned Dayo. So you to say that we want to evoke the Midah of Kel, we want to evoke the Midah of Kel by darshaning Kal vachomer, by being osek in that chelek of Torah Shebal Peh. It's brought down from the Arizal that during the Hadlakas HaMenorah that one should be mechavin during the Hadlakas HaMenorah to the various Midas HaRachamim, the first day, the first Midah, the second Midah, the third Midah. We don't have 13 days, but on the eighth day, till the end. So there is a discussion in the various Sfarim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Melamesh nit'astev HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'tshliach tzibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a k'v'yochel a talis on, and he says that if you want to be answered, yasu lefonai k'seder hazeh. What you should do, yasu lefonai k'seder hazeh, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And there's a famous comment from the Shalom HaKadosh and from the Reishis Chachma. They discuss what does it mean, yasu. And the Reishis Chachma and the Shalom HaKadosh both say that it means that it's not sufficient just to utter Kel, Rachum, Mechanun, etc., but rather means to act, Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, to act in the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Haflah in the Panim Yofos says differently. He says, no, that perhaps saying it alone is what Chazal had in mind. And in fact, he says that that's pshat when we say, Kel horei solonu lomar shlosh esrei. What does it mean, Kel horei solonu lomar shlosh esrei? Because we understand the other midos, Rachum, Vechanun, etc., that you can act with mercy, erech apayim, patience, etc. But how do you act with Kel? What did Yasul Fanai Kesedra Zeh? How do you act with Kel? So that's why he says, that's Pshat. From the Midah of Kel, that's Horeis Olonu, you see from that, that the whole thing is not about acting or being, but it's about saying. Kel Horeis Olonu, Lomar Shlosh Esrei. However, the other Achronim and the Farshim, and it's highlighted in the Sefer Morei Nayim of Magid of Chernobyl, says that no, that Kel is a Midah also. Kel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Baal Yecholes, the Chizuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it means that Midah is that a person should what? Should act B'chol Kochos. That whatever Kochos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him to achieve, that he's mandated to do. And that's the Midah of Kel. And that's what the Arizal says at the first night of Chanukah. When you light the menorah, you should think about the Midah of Kel and every subsequent night of the next Midah and the next Midah. And that's what we have to, our avodah of Chanukah, of trying to do whatever we do in the best way possible. Not through Hisrashlus. The famous Bach says the whole reason that there was Gezeiros in the time of Yovan, because it was Hisrashlus Ba'avoda, to be Mechazek, to make a kinyan in whatever we do. You know, the Gemara says, Ach Seloi Mishtatif Bepruta, and most Achronim learn that means to get a chelak in the Shemen, a person's a guest in someone's house. So he gives a pruta to be part of the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis, to make a kinyan in the Shemen. And Shemen, of course, represents Chochma, Torah, Menorah, Bedorom, Arotza, Yachkim, Yadrim. And that means to make a kinyan in the Shemen, to make a kinyan in our learning. As the B'nai Yisoska writes, that's Merumas and Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin. The idea of what? Hadran Alach, being Chozer. Reviewing what we learned, making sure that we come out with a kinyan. Not just we know, we heard this, that. We make a kinyan, we review it, we think about it, we discuss it, to make a kinyan in our learning. Chazal say, k'nei l'cha chaver, that you have to make a kinyan with relationship to your friends. You want to be a good friend, you have to make a kinyan in the relationship. You have to call your friend up. You have to see how he's doing. If he's not here, he missed a day in yeshiva, you want to know. It shouldn't just be, I was out a week, and no one cared less. No one could care less where I was. He's your friend. You want to have a relationship with him. You want to care about him. You want to make a kinyan. Mishtatef b'priti, a kinyan in the Shemen. You want to make a kinyan in the relationship. K'nei l'cha chaver. With all your kochos. Kel. That's the meat of Kel. First day of Chanukah, Kel Horeis Olonu, that Midah. That yes, Yasu Lefanai, Keseder Hazeh. And even in the Midah of Kel, Kol Kochos, try your best. There is a famous, but on the other hand, we have to realize that sometimes we can't always try. You know, sometimes we have, as Rav Volpe quotes from the Sefer Musar that was attributed for Rabbeinu Tam, the Yimei Yerida, the Yimei Aliyah, the Yimei Ava, the Yimei Sinna. It's not always B'chol Kochos. We have difficulties, especially if you have a dual curriculum at certain times in the year, that it's not so easy. But we should realize that it doesn't have to be all or nothing either. Whereas if you can't have Kol Kochos, so you don't say it's all or nothing. So I just throw in the towel, I don't do anything. I remember one year, we were here in Yeshiva, Shabbos Zohar. And we had Kiddush in Rav Goldberg's apartment, and Dr. Lamb used to come always in those Shabbosos of Parsha Zohar. And he said, all the Divrei Torah were, that Shabbos were about Amalek and Purim and this, and he's going to speak on the Parsha. And the parsha usually is Tetzaveh, which speaks about the lighting of the menorah. And he said over the famous Medrash Tanchuma,
The Medrash Tanchuma says that Rab Chanina Skana Kohanim says, Ani Hayisim Shamesh V'Beis HaMikdash U'Mais HaNisim Haya Mimnoro Madlikim Oso Me Rosh Hashanah Lo Haysa Mechabe At Shana Acheres. It would light the menorah on Rosh Hashanah and it would last the whole year. So there's a famous dialogue that is said to have existed between Reb Chaim Brisker and the Imre Emes, the Gerer Rebbe. Reb Chaim Brisker said, how could it be that the menorah was lit the whole year? Isn't there a mitzvah to light the menorah every day? According to the Rambam, even twice a day. So what's this idea that the menorah was lit by a miracle the whole year? And that's what Reb Chaim posed this question to Imre Emes, and he answered based on the Gemara in Beitza, where the Gemara says, "Hanoshen Shem Lener Hadolik B'Shabbes Chayiv Mishum Mavir." That if you have a receptacle full of oil, you add one tipa into it. So even without the tipa, it's still burning fine, but you chayiv mishum mavir. And if you take away a tipa, you chayiv mishum mechaba. So the Gerer Rebbe said to Reb Chaim, so maybe that's what they did, according to the Medrash, that they made sure to put in a tipa every day, and that was the kiyum of the mitzvah of hadlaka. And then there's a lot of discussion. In the Achronim, is that a correct comparison from Shabbos and to the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah? But the point that Dr. Lamb said over is that the Musar Haskel is, every day you put in a tipa. Even if you're not always can do it B'chol Kolchos, of course that's the best. If you can be B'chol Kolchos, the Mid of Kel, in our learning, in our relationships, etc., Givaldic. But if not, even if we're mostly V'holech with that one tipa, That's still the hadlaka. And that's the pasuk in Mishlei, Arachayim lemala lemaskil leman shur mishol mata. And the Gevurah Legron makes the comment, what does it mean that Arachayim lemala lemaskil, you have to go up, so you shouldn't go down? Why can't you just stay stagnant? And that's what the Gon said. The Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne Zatzal always used to say this over, that in Ruchnius there's no being stagnant. If you're not going up, you're going down. If you're not being Mosif V'Holech, you're being Poches V'Holech. And that's what we should always try to do. Even if we should try as much as we can, B'chol Kolchos, as much as we can, the Mid of Kel. But if not, it's not all or nothing. You have your tipa, you did something, you accomplished something of being Mosif V'Holech. That's also meaningful. In fact, there's a discussion in the Poskim. Say, for example, on the third night of Chanukah, you're supposed to light three Neros. What if you don't have three Neros? You only have two Neros. So what should you do? Should it be the first night one, the second night two, the third night you can't do three? So at least you should do two? Or should you say, no, if I'm not doing anyway Kemispar Hayomim, then just do the Ikar Adin of one, of Ner Yishu Beso. The Beis HaLevi discusses that, and the Chayodim says that that do one, because you're not getting three anyway. You're not doing Kineged HaYomim anyway. So that's a discussion. Rav Shach and his Sefer Aviezri writes, for sure you should do two. And whatever the halachic discussion is, but al pi musar, whatever you could do, never give up on yourself. Always be mosif v'holech. At least stay stagnant. Do what you can. Try b'chol kolchos. There'll be difficult times. There'll be easier times. But never get depressed, never get upset, and keep plugging away, whether it means ben odom lachaveiro, ben odom lamokom, both things. Always be mishtatef bepruta, be part of that shemen. Be mechazik in your learning, mechazik in your mahadrin, mena mahadrin, your chazara, so you come out of the year, oh, I have a kinyan, I feel. Now we speak about Chizki V'Ravo, now we speak about Chomitz and Erev Pesach, and I can discuss fluently the sugyas, I can talk in learning, have such a chias in learning. And that's what a Ben Torah should strive for, and at the same time, he should say, I come out with my years of yeshiva, I have so many new chaverim that I have, because I put a kinyan into those relationships. I put time in, I cared. It's reciprocal. And then Be'ezr Hashem, that should be the meat of Kel that we start Chanukah with, and we should only be Mosif Aholech Kibbeis Elam. Really,